this $2.5 million gift of the NFL is pretty impressive, but it pales in comparison to the size of the sort of liability that the NFL may face as awareness of concussions grow and the effect on players in the long term. Is $2.5 million enough to deal with the problem?
Well, there's lots of different ways to address issues around sports safety. Investing in this institute, the Sport Health and Safety Institute with the University of Washington, is one way. And what they're going to do is advocate and educate and inform parents, coaches, teachers, and others about ways to improve the game. At the youth football level, for example, through a $45 million grant that we made to USA Football, which is a youth football organization, they've implemented a program called Heads Up Football, which teaches better tackling techniques, certifies coaches on concussion education, on how to teach the game, on heat and hydration and other things. And they've seen, based on an independent research, they've seen a decrease in concussions at the youth level of 34% over compared to leagues that don't have certified coaches and haven't implemented that program, and a decrease in overall injuries of more than 70%. So whether it's work with youth sports or institutes like this that are going to advocate and educate, or whether it's the nearly $100 million that the league has put forth to basic scientific research to try to find answers to difficult scientific questions or innovations to help prevent concussions, there's an entire portfolio of different ways that you address health and safety issues. And we're really excited about the Institute here because it's the first of its kind.